Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue a message I began yesterday, Standing in Your Place. James 1:22 tells us, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." Beloved, if we hear and are not willing to do and obey, what does the word tell us? It tells us we deceive our own selves. And I don't know of anyone who's really honest who can say that they don't have some shortcomings. We all do. But the important thing is we're going to do something about those shortcomings. Because why? It's my heart's desire, and I trust yours, is to fully intend to be like Jesus. That's what He's called us to be like. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in this hour. He's conforming us to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. And as we do that, if we intend with our heart to obtain the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, God is going to honor that. We're to follow His love. Jesus said in John 13:35, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So many people who say they're Christians, but they don't go to church, if they would see and realize and confess that they've become lukewarm spiritually, then they would forsake everything that would water down the Word of God and give themselves wholly and only to Jesus Christ. And if we would do that, we could face evil with confidence and faith in the Word of God. And we could see God give us that glorious impartation of divine love, and we would be able to meet evil with good. We could take the whole Word of God and God's new covenant with every born-again New Testament Christian, and we would wait to be empowered from on high by the Holy Spirit. And we would do the things that Jesus has called us to do: cast out devils, setting the victims of sin and disease and sorrow free. And we would have such a burning desire in our hearts and soul and spirit to reach out to all who have never known about Jesus or yielded to Jesus nor believed upon Him for salvation. Mark is very clear in the closing chapters of that 16th chapter. These are the words of Jesus. He said in verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Praise God. Going back to Gideon now, we see that he was left with 300 men, not very good odds in terms of the natural. But you see, Gideon and the 300 had the ultimate in commander-in-chiefs. It was the Lord. God was on their side. God was planning a strategy where they were going to be victorious over their enemies, and they would know it was totally the hand of God. Listen, beloved, when we come fully into the presence of God through His Word and Spirit, and we become willing to do His will, then we're going to see God and His heavenly army move for giving us victory over the army of Satan. We know these are very difficult times we're living in. There's fear and violence and sin and selfishness that is abounding. But as we make a total commitment to Christ, we are going to walk in that authority that He has given to us. And the forces of darkness are uniting in response to the Prince of Darkness, because He knows His time is short. However, beloved, God is calling for His people to be united, to unite in the interests of those who are not saved, who don't know Jesus. And he's depending on us. He's not going to use an angelic troop. It depends on our willingness to respond, to each of us to stand in the place where God has placed us. And many times the enemy can make us feel, well, you know, where we are is not significant, or I'm not important to the kingdom. But one, only the Lord knows, only eternity will reveal your obedience to the call of God. The Word had to become flesh. The thoughts of God had to be made actual reality. And that occurred. God became flesh through Jesus Christ. Flesh becomes converted, and when one experiences the new birth, we become part of the body of Christ, and we are actually born again. We are born of Him. But that's where it just starts. We have to grow up in Him. And basically, we are co-laborers, co-partners with Christ. We are members of His body in this earth. We are Christ's ambassadors for the kingdom of God, and He is the head of the body. You know, the world believes, multitudes believe, that every man's needs can be found within themselves. They can, you know, resolve all issues. But, beloved, that is just a total deception, because Satan deceives many people, good-intentioned people who get caught in a deceitful trap of selfishness and falsehood. But Jesus said, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many," Matthew 20:28. And Jesus paid the ultimate price. He died on the cross as the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. We can not add to that perfect work of atonement that He did, but He is asking that we be willing to give ourselves in love, in deed, and action to others, so they also can know Him who gave His life a ransom for many. And by living and being a humble Christian, by manifesting the character of Jesus, we can then become most effective for Jesus and the kingdom of God. Verse 12 of Judges 7 tells us that the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And the Lord said to Gideon, "Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand." And Jesus has commanded us to arise. No longer should we sit in the sands of defeat and discouragement. No longer do we have to put up with the oppression of the devil, because God is for us. And Jesus is speaking to us today. I don't care how much you've been embattled. I don't care how difficult the times have been. And I know for many they have been sorely tried in the hour in which we're living. But the Lord is calling us to arise and to stand our ground, not to wait until you're surrounded by the devil, but now is the acceptable time of the Lord. We must claim that now is our time of deliverance, to obtain total and complete victory through Jesus Christ. God did it time and time again, as illustrated in the Word of God, and He will do it for His people today. The Lord said to Gideon, "Listen, Gideon, if you're afraid to do what I'm telling you to do, just you go down to the camp of the enemy, and you will hear what they say. And after you hear their words, your hands will be strengthened." And of course, that's exactly what happened. my friends, if we could listen in on the conversation of the devil and his demons, you'd be so surprised at what you'd hear. The devil knows his days are numbered. The devil knows if the Church of Jesus Christ begins to read, believe, and act on the Word of God as the early church did, his fear tactics, his lies, his roars would be completely ineffective. God is saying to us, to each of us right now, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of the Midianites. In other words, whatever it is you're facing, God has given you the ability to press on, trusting God for victory, just as Gideon did in the face of insurmountable opposition. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Those are the words of Jesus. Do you suppose he was telling the truth, that he meant what he said? I think so. And David said, "With my whole heart have I sought thee, O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." That's Psalm 119, 10. 11 and 12. And notice God said to the 300, arise, that this was the first thing they had to do. Gideon said, arise, for the Lord, not Gideon, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. Praise God. Well, my time has come to conclusion. I must bring this broadcast to a conclusion now, but we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email and you'd like a personal response, I invite you to share your mailing address, and I will send back by letter a word which will be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. Thank you for joining me. I love you and pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.